AFS USA is a nonprofit organization that offers international exchange programs in more than 40 countries. The group has been exchanging students throughout the world for more than 65 years. According to a press release from the organization, last week, Secretary of State John Kerry issued a communication to exceptional U.S. schools that support public diplomacy efforts by hosting high school exchange students sponsored by the U.S. Department of State. Some of the Arkansas schools that received this commendation include Rogers Heritage High School and Huntsville High School. Anna Chapel, a counselor at Huntsville High School, says the school has hosted exchange students for a number of years, and they found it provides a tremendous advantage for both local and visiting students.
Because they learn a great deal about the other person's culture and also learn to respect that person from another culture as a human being and see, you know, by knowing them well and becoming friends with them, they learn a lot of the value that that person and their culture has to offer, as well as finding out that in many ways they're just not that much different than we are.
Chapel says the school hosts 2 to 3 students each year, and the kids hail from a variety of countries, including Germany, Japan, Austria, and Thailand. Typically, the students are 16 to 18 years old, and Chapel says some come during their junior year so they can return to their home country to complete their senior year. However, others travel to the U.S. following their senior year, so Huntsville High School allows them to complete a second senior year here in the States. In addition to helping these foreign exchange students, Chapel and her family have actually hosted a couple of them.
Fortunately, had friends over the years that had hosted exchange students before we did, and we felt like it was just a wonderful opportunity for those families. My children got to know the exchange students, you know, because we were friends with their host families, and just really wanted to try it. So the first thing we tried was a short-term exchange where we had a girl from Peru come and live with us for about one quarter of the school year, which was, you know, shorter than most exchanges, but it can be worked out that way. And that's what she wanted, and we were happy to do it. And the high school was very cooperative then with us working that out. And then we thought, you know, that went so well. We have tried, you know, other times. We've actually hosted a girl from Peru, a girl from Japan, a boy from Japan, and a girl from Brazil.
Chapel has hosted students for a number of reasons. When asked for 3 benefits of participating in the exchange program, she said it's tough to limit it to just 3.
Well, one of the benefits is definitely that you add another absolutely wonderful person to your family. And I will tell you, once they live with you for a while, you really have a hard time letting go of them. And so it's just like adopting a child. I hear pretty regularly from some of those 4 we've had in the past. Another benefit I would think would just be perspective, because we all have to realize that we can't be little turtles here in America anymore and that we have to fully be aware of and participate in the world as a whole. And I think that's still a hard concept for children to learn and for a lot of adults. So I think that that's another advantage, is that it makes you think more about the world as one unit and all those different people as valuable and having special things to offer.
Another benefit for Chapel has been her own education.
I've learned a lot of different things to cook, and I've learned about cultural issues, art, manners, things like that, and different things that are appropriate within different cultures. And I think, in a way, that's been good as far as helping the folks in my family realize that sometimes people don't see us the way we think they do, and that, you know, you need to be attuned to how other people and other cultures are receiving you. And it's all worked out very positively, but there have been a few times where we've had to regroup and sit down and talk about something because it was obvious that their reaction was not what we meant.
For interested parties who may be concerned about participating because they aren't exceedingly wealthy, Chapel says hosting a student is not a large financial burden.
The student, you know, of course, pays the exchange program a number of fees for different things. They come here with their own insurance. they are supposed to provide their own spending money and, you know, take care of things like that. So, you know, you're not worrying about burdening your family with having to come up with a lot of extra money for supporting another child. You are expected to provide, you know, a bed and laundry and, you know, feed them at the family table and things like that. And that does alter the grocery bill a little bit, I found, especially with teenage boys. But it's very reasonable as far as the financial obligations. And I think that that would matter to a lot of people because, you know, money's just tight for most folks. And, you know, when you look at trying to provide everything that goes into, you know, having a student in high school, that can get pretty expensive.
For those interested in hosting a student, Anna Chapel, a counselor at Huntsville High School, says they can contact her, and she would be glad to share the contact information for the different organizations they've worked with in the past. In addition to AFS USA, that list also includes Academic Year in America and Cultural Academic Student Exchange. For more, you can contact Huntsville High School at 738-2500. This is Ozarks at Large.